السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes.
Eid Mubarak, Eid
Yeah.
Mubarak. I hope you guys enjoy your Eid. I
Yes.
know we've been slacking.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Manstam, we was busy. We've been busy lately, you get what I mean? But
Yeah, I started working after maternity leave, you
yeah,
know, and
she's
all
back to
that.
work. Get that money, sweetheart. Get
Child,
that
anyways,
money.
you know, it's been a lot. We're both juggling a lot. Then Eid came, spending time with family, going out together and stuff like that. But alhamdulillah, we are back and we missed you guys. Hope you guys could forgive us.
And inshallah, we would like to make dua for the ones who went for Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj.
Amen, amen.
May Allah allow all of us to witness that day where we go to Hajj,
Amen.
where inshallah we can even know how, or Hijundi or parents. I don't know how to say that in English. I say
May Allah allow
Hijundi.
us to go to Hajj and take our parents to Hajj.
There
Amen.
you go. Thank you.
May Allah forgive those who passed away during
Yeah,
Hajj
Allah, yeah.
and grant them Jannatul
Inshallah,
Firdaus.
Jannatul Firdaus.
Yeah, so today's topic, we are going to be talking about our honeymoon, or is it our halal moon?
Sweetheart, it's honey nikah.
Whatever, anyways, we'll
Remember,
see whatever made the cut when we make the
yeah,
title.
it's honey nikah, inshallah. Y'all know that
Halal
sounds
moon.
better.
Tell me which one y'all think is better. In the rating, say, would you prefer
Yeah,
halal
halal
moon
moon
or
or
honey
honey
nikah?
nikah. Yes, sir. So go ahead, babe. You can start.
So we decided to go to Saint Lucia after our wedding ceremony and all that. So we actually did a small wedding, right? I mean, in our eyes, it was small, but like compared to the American people, I guess they would be like, "Oh my gosh, there's so much parts." But it was literally very small for us. Yeah, babe.
Yeah, sweetheart picked out the location. What made you pick out Saint Lucia?
Unless if it was on a budget, and that was the cheapest flight at the time, I guess. And you know, the Airbnb and stuff was cheap too, and it was a nice place.
Yeah, because we had a lot of places like we that we written down in our notes and whatnot, and Saint Lucia was a part of it. So I guess she did her, sweetheart take care of all of that.
Yeah.
I hope here and there.
No, he don't believe that.
But yeah, so initially we always said we wanted a small wedding. That was always the goal, is not a big wedding.
Yeah,
And
but mainly not to spend a lot of money. That was our goal.
Exactly, yeah. So we always had it in mind, okay, we're gonna do not a big wedding where we don't spend as much, and then instead of having a big wedding, we just do a honey nikah.
Halal moon, yes.
We're gonna keep going back.
They like a husband and wife.
Halal moon versus honey nikah.
What they say? What did that person say? You either wanna, you know how they be like, happy house, happy wife. You remember we went
no,
to
happy
Thing's
wife,
house?
Happy life.
But you remember we went to, I'm not gonna say any names, but we went to house and then he was like, you either wanna laugh or you wanna be right. Something like that, what he said?
Oh, wait. I forgot, but I know what you're saying. You
yeah.
said something about you wanna be, it's either. You want to be correct or you want to be happy or something
oh,
like
yeah,
that. Oh,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So you want to be correct or you want to be happy?
No, I want our subscribers and the people who support us to decide which one sounds better. You already
Brother.
Know y'all got to pick my side, but please. Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about everything that went on in our honeymoon. So much things happened. Like, alhamdulillah, by the decree of Allah, we're still here to tell the story because honestly, I thought it was La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Allah, Allah. But anyway, yeah, so the babe, we gotta let them know how crazy it is. Like the whole planning and what went down, like how crazy it was. The fact that we did it right after the Manyan Bucket.
So basically our Manyan Bucket ended at like probably 1 AM. You know, that's for those who don't know, that's the day the bride comes out of her 7 days, and that's when she dresses up, with her husband, take pictures. That's where everybody comes to visit her. It's kind of like a little ceremony after the
nikah.
Islamic nikah, yeah. So ours ended at 1 a.m. and our flight was for the very next day, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m.,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Mind you, we didn't pack at all. So we had to come home, got home almost at 2 a.m., had to pack, no sleep, nothing,
a lie.
And run straight to the airport.
And then what happened before?
We got to the airport. We got on our flight.
The airport, you forgot?
Oh yeah, he forgot his passport.
I couldn't find my passport. I didn't lose it. I just didn't remember where I placed it.
Mind you, this is after we packed everything. Our suitcases are packed.
Yep, it's almost time to go, and I'm like, "Hold up, babe." She's like, "Okay, babe, where's your? Give me a passport so I can have them all together." I said, "Huh?" Once she heard that, huh? She said, "Please don't tell me." Please tell me you're joking right now.
I was like, yeah, you know what? If we don't find this,
babe,
is our first obstacle in marriage.
I was nervous. I was like, not me starting off on a bad note, me losing things. Like, come on now. Like,
and ever since, let me tell you guys, ever since we've been married, it's been the same thing. He always
what?
Babe, be honest.
Don't do me like that.
Babe, be honest. You lose yourself left to right. Then he asked me, babe, you seen this? No, I have not.
Okay,
seen
miss. Babe, did you see my phone? Babe, it's right next to you. Yeah, exactly. Don't try to do me like that now. But anyways, you know, so alhamdulillah, you know, we looked, and then I remembered, oh wait, I was trying to pack some clothes. Like, I remembered, I'm like, oh yeah, I was packing a little bit, so I must have put it in my book bag. So alhamdulillah, Allah rindiyama, that was Allah's help. Allah reminded me, yo, just check your book bag, and alhamdulillah.
We headed to the airport. One of my husband's friends drove us there. Got there safely, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, we boarded our flight. My boy, we appreciate you.
You know who you are. Hopefully, if you're listening, right?
No, he listens. Okay. He listens.
So, anyways, we got to the flight and we boarded our flight. And then we officially arrived. The whole flight was probably like 5-6 hours we slept. We slept so much that everybody evacuated the plane, and the Border Patrol people had to come get us off the plane. I don't know why the flight attendants didn't wake us up or anything.
Yeah, they didn't care about us. They said, they probably tried waking us up. They probably was like, yo, wake up. And you know how sometimes I wake up and I think I'm awake, or you think I'm awake, and then I go right back, not noticing that it happened. Mm-hmm. So probably that's what happened. They're like, yo, they don't pay us enough to be waking people up or whatever. So they had to come get us out. And plus, we was in our whole Islamic fist, so you know they probably thought something was going on.
That's because of these two. Let's just get Border Patrol in.
Like, this is kind of sketchy. Why are they sleeping? Like, you know. But alhamdulillah, you know, we arrived to St. Lucia safe and sound. And you know, wifey picked out the Airbnb, and you know, one of the things I guess you agreed with them on is them coming to pick us up at the airport.
Yeah, so it was like not a taxi service, but the people that we Airbnb with, they picked us up and we headed to the place. It was like an hour drive, so much hills. It was so much hills that I was nauseous at points of the ride, and I had to get off and stop at the road, get some air. St. Lucia, if you ever go, there's a bunch of hills.
It's like a mountain.
Mountains, yeah. Hilly place.
I think a lot of the houses are on top of those mountains, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but it's definitely a place that is nice. I'm not gonna lie. It's the only.
The woman island out of the seven islands or something like that?
Yeah, the seven islands. They said that's the only one that's named after a woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, our first child is gonna be a girl.
Who they thought they were? They thought they was Allah talking about our first child gonna be a girl. But guess what? Allah said,
It's a boy.
Alhamdulillah,
right, babe? Let's fast forward to our first day at St. Lucia. Well, prior to the first day, we discussed that we would rent a car because that was easier and more cost efficient.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we rented a car. And I honestly didn't know that their wheel was on the right side rather than, you know, New York, the wheels, you drive on the left. Whereas in theirs is on the right. So I didn't know that at first when we was renting out the car. But, you know, by any means, we got the car.
And, you know, before we got it, we both agreed that, okay, we both might drive. But then as soon as I seen the car, I said, you got the driving part.
Yeah, I was excited. I ain't gonna lie. I said, well, this is going to test my driving skills. Because, like I said, the wheel is on the right side, you know. So we get the car, and then we look at it, like I turn it on, right? We see a red sign. So it looks like it was the tire pressure. That's what I thought. You know, I'm a new driver at the time. So I'm like, okay, babe, you see this? You see the tire pressure thing is low, right? And then she's like, yeah, make sure you take a picture. Let's take a picture.
We took a picture of it. We didn't even send it to the guy. We just think, all right, if anything happened, we're going to keep it.
Exactly. I don't know.
What we should have did is send it to the guy, though.
Send it to him. We messed up big time. But we was like, yo, we're going to take a picture just in case if he says something. I'm like, yo, when you gave me the car, boom, I thought I was being smart, but thank you. And you know, their roads is way different from our roads. So their roads, they have like What we call it, like
Like it's like a pothole on the side of, like, for example, if you're driving on a one-way street, on your left side to the far end of the road and on your right side to the far end is their sewer system. So it's like a pothole that never closes up. Basically
exactly.
like a big hole in the street that just keeps on going. And that's how their water goes through the island and stuff like that.
Yeah, 'cause
So if you
they said they get a lot of rain, so you know that's how they made their roads, you know, so no floods or whatever.
Right, and so if you're driving and you don't know how to drive there and you accidentally move too far right or too far left, the car will get stuck there.
Yeah, but so anyways, we get the car, and like I said, we took the pictures and whatnot, and then we started driving. And even while we was driving, people kept looking at me like, "Are you sure you want to drive?" I'm like, "I got this, I got this. Don't worry about it. Like this, we got this." So we driving. We planned a date to go to ATV. You know, again, shout out to wifey. She picked the spot out again. But yeah, so we plan an ATV or whatever. So we driving there. It was not that far. It was like 20 minutes away from where we was at. And while we're on our way there, they had a pothole. This is not the side potholes.
This
It's
is the
like the,
actual pothole in the road.
yes, it's an actual pothole. So we driving, and I pretty much go into the pothole. You know what I mean? So when it happened, the tire popped. So when the tire pops, the first thing I thought was, "Babe, remember, this is why we took a picture. Because remember, the tire pressure sign was on, so meaning the tire was already bad." You know what I mean? So I'm like, "But okay, anyways, I'm gonna just go. We're gonna go to a tire shop and get it fixed. But I'm gonna let the guy know, like, exactly what happened." All of this, we didn't communicate anything to him. It was just like, "Okay, later on when we see him, we're gonna tell him." You know? And then we get to the tire shop, and they swap out the tire for a spare tire, if I'm not wrong.
No, we had the, yeah, for the spare tire in the car, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so they swapped it out for the spare tires. Okay, now we're good.
We think we good, all right? Now we get the roads. We're not gonna make any more mistakes. Let's continue going to get to the ATV.
Yep, and again, on our way, almost there. Boom,
The
another
tire pops
pothole.
again.
Another tire pop. I'm like, yo,
At this
so.
point, I'm looking at my husband like, you gotta be kidding me.
But thank Alhamdulillah, we was close to the ATV area at the time, so. So I'm a little stressed now. I'm like, "Babe, these roads are bad. Like, they have too many potholes. Like, I'm not liking this." Mind you, like I said, it's on the right side, so it's a little bit like, and their roads is also like, over here's roads. You see how over here we have two ways? Their roads is all one way. It's like a one way road. So,
It's two ways, but it's the size of our one way.
yeah, exactly. So I'm like already a little bit like, "Damn, I'm not really used to driving so like narrow or whatever." But anyways, I pop into the pothole. We get to the ATV, and alhamdulillah, the guys there said they will help us
Fix
fix
it.
the tile and
Yeah,
whatnot.
so they changed it for us, and then it was while we was doing the ATV course, they changed it for us, so when we were done, we were good to go.
Yeah,
And
but
yeah.
even that ATV course, I really enjoyed it. I'm not gonna
It
lie. It
was
was.
so nice. Like, we literally ran around, we rode around the whole village in the streets and stuff like that. And they
Yeah.
stopped at like monumental places, and like during slavery, they gave us history. It was so beautiful.
Which one was your favorite part?
Mine was like when they took us to the sugar wheel and was
Okay.
saying how during slavery that's what they used to make sugar and stuff like that.
Mine's was when they took us to the top,
Yeah, and we took that picture
that
on the
nice
top
picture, and you
mountain.
see like almost the whole city. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was. And when we was passing by the people, they was looking at us like we celebrities in a sense. I don't
Yeah,
know.
because you know a lot of Muslim people are not common there, so you know the
Yeah.
way we were dressed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, it was definitely like one for the books, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely enjoy that. I forgot the name of the ATV, but if I do remember their name, I'll let y'all know. If you ever go to Saint Lucia, make sure you go check them out,
Right.
cause they're very professional, and you know they made us feel comfortable, I guess, you know.
Yeah, so next on the list, we finished ATV and we said, okay, we're gonna go to the supermarket and KFC to get some groceries and some food. And then head back to the house.
Yes, sir. And how do, their KFC, I like their KFC. Did you enjoy their KFC? Which do you
Yeah.
think is better, here or
To be
there?
honest, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't remember how it tastes, but it was good. Chicken is chicken to me. I mean, not chicken is chicken, but it was like, okay, it was good.
I think for me, no, over here is better. Dubai, it was Dubai's that I felt like Dubai's was better than here's, if I'm being
Or
honest.
Saudi, which one?
Nah, I like Dubai's better than
Dubai,
Saudi.
okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Dubai's was better. But yeah, so you know, We get to the supermarket. Even their supermarket is nice.
Yeah, it's pretty modern.
Yeah, it's definitely been better than Okara Kale, Gambia Kale. I'm not gonna even lie to
Gambia,
you,
bro, it'd be nothing in the supermarket.
man. Nothing at all in the supermarket. They had a lot of our stuff, so it was like, wow, okay, they definitely a little bit up there, you know. And then alhamdulillah, we get what we gotta get, the waters and whatnot. Now we're on our way back. All right. So as we're on our way back,
But before you even say that, babe, can I say one thing?
go ahead.
I remember saying to my husband, "You don't know how to drive here. These people know what they're doing. So you drive the car and don't worry about trying to avoid the potholes that we told you I was like to the ends of the roads. Because once you make one little mistake, the whole car will fall in there." I told him this. Yet again, he's still swerving, trying to avoid the potholes.
But you know, I was trying my best. You get what I mean? Like, obviously, I'm not used to the road, so I'm trying my best. But we're on our way up, and there was a steep hill,
Like
right?
so, it was so steep, guys. Like it was almost like a straight line.
Like a roller, like the King of Car Coaster. That's what I felt like it was. Like, so we're driving, and the car is moving mad slow. So now we're panicking. Like, what is going on? Like, why is the car not going fast? And my foot is on the gas pedal, right? So I'm like, I'm not taking my foot off of this gas whatsoever, right? So wife was like, yo, probably just take it off and then put it back on. Maybe it's like something, we don't know what's going on. So I'm like, okay, no, babe. I said,
The car is going extremely slow at
like
this time.
literally, I think walking would have been faster than how the car was moving. Like, no joke.
Subhanallah. And the whole time I'm in the passenger seat, like, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah." And I'm telling my husband, "You think we're gonna die?" Like, it's like we have to go up the hill. It's no going back
Yeah,
down.
you and I didn't, and my mind was saying, I'd rather I'm going up slow than me to fly back down. Because in my head, I just kept saying, if I take my foot off of this gas right now, okay, like it's over. We're gonna see Allah, inshallah. Like, or something bad is gonna happen.
Babe, I remember thinking at the time that I wish I knew my death date. Because if I knew that that would have killed me, I would have never took the chance.
We would have never went to St. Lucia, facts. But yo, and we going up. Alhamdulillah, though, it's going slow, really slow, and we're panicking. Binta saying her la ilaha illallah. I'm saying my dua's on the low. You know what I'm saying? I gotta try to act like I'm not scared, but Allah to at that moment my stomach was whole. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. I mean, babe, one thing is, inshallah, if we would have passed that way, we'd have inshallah went to Jannah, because la ilaha illallah was the only thing on our tongue.
Well, nah, I love you. I hope you
No,
know.
I didn't think about her. She didn't think about me. It was Allah. Yo, Boma, forgive us. Please forgive me.
I mean,
Grab me,
that's how it
Jannah.
is, though. Everybody's for themselves, right? At the end of the day.
You even hear like how even during the time of the prophet that Abu Jahl and them, whenever they get into the boats and go into the ocean or whatever, they think about Allah, you
That's
know, and
right.
call on Allah and whatnot. Something goes wrong, and then once they go off, so they knew Allah or whatnot. They were just ignorant
Stubborn.
or arrogant. But yeah, we went up. Alhamdulillah, we got up to the top of the hill.
And we're like, Alhamdulillah, Allah is the best.
Well, now we're like, okay, now we're almost home. It's like 10 minutes,
And I'm
11
like, babe,
minutes.
focus, focus. We cannot do another mistake.
Yes,
We have to
now we're already in
focus.
panic mode a little bit. I'm a little nervous now, you know, because I'm like, okay, I don't know what just happened. Like, why the car did that? Only Allah knows, but thank Allah for you know, getting us up the hill, alhamdulillah. Because now we know after that, now it's going downhill in a sense, right?
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, that was the plan. So now I'm driving. I'm a little nervous. And Binta just keeps saying, babe, focus, you know, pay attention to
Don't
the
get into
road.
the potholes on the side of the
Yeah,
road.
make sure. I'm like, babe, don't worry. I got this. I
He
got
always
this.
says, "Don't worry."
That's one of the things. I do say, don't worry. And then a lot of the time, something goes wrong for some reason. So as we're driving, some guy with a machine, a motorcycle was coming. So he's coming quick.
Before he even came, I said, "Babe, don't curb, don't curb. Just keep going. He know what he's doing. He's from here."
Babe, and in my mind, I'm like, you don't know what's going on in this guy's head.
Okay,
I'm not taking
I
no. So I'm thinking, okay, let me just, like, the way he was coming, it looked like he was coming right to the car. So in my head, it's either I get out of his way or, you know, I might kill him. And because if I hit him, he might die. And I'm not taking that risk. I don't know that country's
Okay,
rules.
tell them what happened.
What do you think they're going to do? They might.
No, tell them what happened
Yeah,
instead of
probably
not.
was not. I would have
Tell
been in
them what
jail right
happened
now.
instead of listening to your wife what happened.
Okay, no, babe, I listened to my gut instinct, but anyways, it didn't lead me to the right way, because
the whole
I made
car went
one little
boom.
turn. What? It wasn't even a crazy left. I went a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. In that place, the slightest little turn will get you in the pothole.
Yeah, and I went into the drain pothole. This is the pothole that's on every side of the road, like
So
the way the
imagine
water goes. But like,
the left tire, both of the left tires are stuck in the pothole.
yep, it was bad. I'm not gonna lie. I was just looking at Vita. She couldn't even look me in my eyes. I knew I messed up. I just was in my head like, oh damn, it's not
Wow, y'all
today
don't even
is
know what I
not
was
a good
thinking.
day. Although we did enjoy the ATV, I was wishing. I wish we didn't. We never went to this damn ATV. You know what I mean? Like, I regretted almost everything. I regretted the trip itself. I kept saying, Vita, I think after we get out of this, let's pack our bags and go back to the United States after we already paid everything, yo. I was stressing, you know what I mean? But alhamdulillah. So, now we're stuck in the pothole. And, thank God there was civilians or people
It
around.
was someone that lived in the house nearby.
Yeah, so he came out. He was like, yo, what happened? Like, he saw the whole thing, pretty much. And I'm telling him, like, yo, I'm not from here, yada, 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 so I don't know y'all roads like that. And then, he's like, oh, he tried to help us, and he got a friend, I guess.
And they had to lift the whole car out the
Yeah.
pothole.
He got one of his guys, and boom. So,
And mind you, both of the tires on the left side were messed up anyways.
yeah. So
The whole car got messed up.
that's what destroyed the car. I'm not gonna lie. It messed up the whole balance of the wheel.
Yeah,
But
literally.
we got the guy comes. He helps us. Alhamdulillah, we give him a little something, something. But now the other tires is popped now. So now I gotta get another
Right, so
tires.
he took us to a new tire
Yeah,
shop.
one of the he no, not him exactly. The old man, remember?
Oh yeah.
Because yeah, I was with that old man. He tried to get money out of me
They
like
tried to,
crazy.
did they drag the car? Or did we drove the car there?
No. We didn't drive the car. We went into the old man had a taxi. He
Oh
was a
yeah.
taxi
So
driver.
they pulled the car.
No, remember, they got the car out by the pallet. That jack?
Okay, but how did they get the car to the tire shop?
No, they didn't get it to the tire shop. Remember,
Oh,
he
they
know how to do it.
came. Oh, right.
He know how to,
Okay, yeah.
yeah, the guy know how to, because
Oh,
remember
he
he,
fake fixed it a little bit, but it wasn't even all that
yeah,
fixed.
but we got to the tire shop, and like I said, they kept trying to hustle little brother, like my son was a little bit stupid. I'm like, yeah. The old man was like, oh, you gotta pay me this amount. I said, I'm not giving you that much. I'll give you this. He probably still got more than he probably deserved, but in that moment, I just wanted to get everything over with. Like, I
And
just wanted to
at
get
that time,
home.
we worried about the car.
Yeah, my
And you
focus was
guys
the
talking
car.
about trying to bargain us. Like, brother,
Yeah,
please,
just
just
get.
take this and go.
Yeah, facts. It was like, all right. So they got us, alhamdulillah. They get us out the pothole. They changed the tire for us and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, alhamdulillah, we're good. And then as soon as I started driving, I noticed, the wheel is a little bit off. It was like moving weird.
It was like so stiff.
Yeah, it was weird. So I'm like, okay, we gotta go down slow. Like now,
We drive
remember
at
going up
extra
the hill
cautious.
slow? That's how I started moving going back home. I said, sweetheart, I'm not taking any chances. We're gonna take our time and get home safe and sound. I'm not swerving for nobody. If I'm gonna kill somebody, sitting, somebody's dying because I almost died.
Yeah, but it's like now you want to listen. You should have listened before.
I mean, but you gotta understand, we don't know the rules of that city or that country. So I'm not trying to jeopardize
Babe, I
my
told
life.
you know how to, they know how to drive. You don't.
Babe, I'm not saying that what you're saying was wrong. Obviously, you was right, because you see, if I would have listened, alhamdulillah, maybe we wouldn't have to do
Right,
what
but you
went
never
through all
know.
that we went through, But the thing is, like I said, I didn't know what was going on in the kid's head. It was a kid too,
No,
driving
it
a
wasn't.
motorcycle. I
It
told
wasn't a kid. The kid was behind the grown man. It was two people on the motorcycle. It was a grown man and a kid behind.
Oh, I seen the kid. I don't know. My eyes seen the kid. And I'm thinking, he kid probably took the motorcycle for a joyride, don't know how to do anything. And he might come in. All of that within 2 seconds. I thought about this kid's whole life, technically,
Yeah, ganhei meu cubugat.
Alhamdulillah, we got out of it though. But when we got out of it, then we called the guy and pretty much explained to him. But again, like I said, we said, yo, but when you gave us the car,
It was messed up. Like
you gave us
you're
a
the one that
car
caused this
that
problem.
had tire pressure on it. You know what I mean? And he said, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay, he's gonna come tomorrow and see you. You know what's the ordeal with the car or whatnot. So I'm like, yeah, make sure you pull up tomorrow and check this joint out
Take
because.
the car. Take the whole car. We don't even want
Yeah,
the car.
exactly. That was the, yeah, we told him he's gonna come pick up the car, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he got, because he was trying to get all of the money or whatnot, but I'm like, nah, come look at your car. You gave it to us like this. So now he comes that next morning, that tomorrow. The guy comes and he's like, okay, let me see the car. And I'm telling him, like, yo, you know, explaining to him, you know, the tire pressure situation, what had happened, potholes and whatnot. And then he looked at it. He said, what you mean by tire pressure? I said, you don't see that red mark right there? He said, brother, that's not tire pressure. That means the brake is on. I said, what? He said, that means the brake is on because their brake is different from our brake. Our brake is on the arm area. Their brake is on the foot area. And I never, like I said, I am a new driver, so I didn't know the signs like that.
I mean, that was just like a different car than what cars we're used to.
Yeah, so in my mind, I'm like, oh, nah. When he said that, he said, so you mean to tell me I drove this like this the whole day? Time? I said, yup. I didn't know about no brakes. You didn't tell me about no brakes. And he was looking at me like, oh, man. Damn, this is going to cost him a lot to fix. Pretty much saying, I'm going to have to fix it. Which is fair. You know what I mean? Because I guess there's a contract between us. Although he did zow us, come to find out. We didn't know. Remember the guy?
Yeah, the people that we were staying with ended up telling us that, no, we should have never even gave him all that
money. Yeah, we should have told. If we would have told them. Mm-hmm. You know, we was
keeping I didn't want them to get in any trouble.
Yeah, because the guy's a lawyer. Little did we know. The man.
Yeah.
His Airbnb. So he said, oh, what? We should have told her. No, the lady said we should have told her. Mm-hmm. She would have told her husband. And we would have never. Because we pretty much, the money that we put down for the whole week, we was there, right?
Yeah, he kept that money.
He kept all of that, plus added like $50 to it. Because supposedly it was that costly.
So I think everything was like $400, right?
Yeah, but that was not the price. You know what I mean? Because him and the guy, remember I said I heard them, but I didn't hear it properly, so I wasn't 100%. Mm-hmm. But when he was speaking with the mechanic, I could have sworn I heard him say 160.
Right.
But then he added his, yeah. They started speaking in their language, and then the mechanic was like, oh, yeah. And then he said four something. But I didn't pay in my mind, I was just grateful because I thought the car was destroyed. So I'm being honest. Like, in my head, I thought I'd destroy this man's car. It was going to cost me thousands of dollars. So, and I'm going to have to go to jail there. My whole head was just all over the place. You know, so I was scared.
I was scared that I was looking at flights for the next day.
Yo, we was panicking. I'm not gonna lie. I'm thinking it's not looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, and then alhamdulillah, when he set that price to me, I got it good. Later on is when we found out, no, I didn't get it.
Yeah, but
good.
Either way, alhamdulillah, imagine that happened here, how much money you would have taken out, right?
So, yeah, alhamdulillah. Facts. And then, you know, you know what had me laughing? When the guy said, okay, I can get you another car tomorrow. I said, I'm good. My dude, yeah.
Like, he just want to waste said, our pockets.
You crazy or something?
You know, we don't know how to drive these cars.
I said, brother, we don't want your car. I don't want it. I said,
keep your
car.
Delete our number.
Oh, your car. Delete our number. Everything. Because he hit us up on WhatsApp and whatnot. I'm like, brother, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you, brother.
Oh,
I'm done with the cars. We started taking the Ubers out there, which is
kind of
costly.
Yeah, it's not Ubers. It's kind of it's taxi.
It's taxi, but it's costly, though.
We took it for one day. We went on a whole day adventure.
So that was one of my, that was my favorite day.
Yeah, so basically this guy, he owns like a, well, he does like a side gig. He basically takes you wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And then he gives you food at the end. Like, his family owns a restaurant and stuff like that.
I think it's his own.
Yeah, his family. His family restaurant. Clearly, he don't cook.
Also added to the price, remember?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. That day was my favorite. What we did, we went to that was the ziplining day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we seen the mountains.
Yeah.
They got a mountain called Peak Mountain, I think.
Yeah, so he basically took us in the morning all the way to almost like the afternoon.
And we almost cut the huturo.
Yes, it was nice. We spent the whole day with him. He took all our pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was...
He even stopped us at the bank. We wanted to go to the bank and stuff like that. And he figured it was a little tour of the city, too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I definitely enjoyed it. It was costly, though. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I felt like that was worth it.
Yeah.
Because that day was like... Chuck it to the ziplining. We never did ziplining before that.
I did. You did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, damn. Oh, I thought... Okay, but... Yeah, so... It was my first time doing zipline. Yo, that was one of the best. And even the people there, like the ones who, the instructors,
yeah, they were mad friendly,
mad cool. They was doing crazy stunts. I'm looking at this brother. One of the kids looked like he was my age doing some crazy monkey moves on it. I said, brother, are you all right? Spider-Man moves. You see when Spider-Man is hanging upside down? He literally did that move. I was looking at him like, this guy is crazy. And that was like the highest one. So I said, yeah, this brother, he different. But... That was definitely my favorite day. What was your favorite day of all?
Mine was probably the ATV, even though we had a lot of issues with the ATV. Yeah, I loved it. It was so fun.
For some reason,
I felt like I was in Gambia, you know?
Yeah, nah. Because when we went through the village area, that was fun. But Nah, I hated that day. I don't even, that day, it still hurts till yeah. this day.
But it was nice, though. You know, the rest of the vacation we just spent there, our Airbnb had a pool, and the people that we rented it with, they cook breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever you want for you.
What's your favorite thing she cooked?
Not cook, what she had. What they had freshly squeezed passion fruit juice.
Passion fruit. Yo, that was our favorite. Like, literally every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, we had to have it. Like, yo.
And I've never tasted it before then, but shout.
That was, like, the best I've ever tasted. I remember we got back here thinking, yo, passion fruit all tastes the same.
You bought some passion fruit from the supermarket?
I was crying. I'm like, what is this? This ain't no passion fruit, bro. Right. This is not. It didn't. Oh, Lord. But.
But you remember when we went to the restaurant? Tell them about when we went to the restaurant.
Which restaurant?
The pizza restaurant where we got the pina coladas.
Oh. Oh, that day, right?
This is another day. Basically, the people that we stayed at, they decided to drive us to a restaurant. They dropped us off and they will pick us up.
Yeah. After. The lady, yeah.
So we went to the restaurant. Jaga, jaga.
But to get to that restaurant, it's on an island, the restaurant, remember? Mm-hmm. So you got to get on the boat
right.
to go to that restaurant.
Like
right?
a little five-minute ride.
Yeah, five-minute ride. We get to the island. Already I see some guys standing around trying to sell some benches mm-hmm. or something like that, right?
The benches that come with the park. They're basically holding it hostage and make you pay so you can use the benches.
To sit on the bench or whatever, right? So first, we didn't know. Like I said, we got in, we sat down. And we sitting on the bench, and then it was like, oh, yeah, yada, yada, yada. You know, sit on these benches, you know, you got to pay a little money. Nothing crazy, like 25 or whatever.
No.
It was not that much, but in my mind, I'm not paying to sit down.
Yeah, so we just went to the restaurant and sat down.
We're like, all right, no problem. It's all good. We just going to go over there. Oh, you sure, brother? Yada, yada. I said, no, we good.
And then what else did they try to sell?
So, you know, we got, their food was good. The pina colada was
bust. That was the best pina colada I ever had, to be honest.
For real?
Yeah.
Me, I think Jimmy's Grand Cafe, I love it.
I think you forgot how it tastes.
I can't say Jimmy's Grand Cafe unless they pay me for this shout out, but I like their pina colada though. Mm. Right? Virgin pina colada. Let's get it right.
Right, virgin. Make sure. Muslim ass here.
If you ever go get a pina colada, say virgin pina colada. Remember when they almost sold me a one with alcohol on it?
Yeah.
Luckily we asked again, but we get there. And then, you know, we waiting for the food. So I went to sit in the restaurant area, because the restaurant is next to a resort, mm-hmm. if I'm not wrong, right? So I went to sit down. I'm just relaxing, chilling. Some other guys come. I forgot what they was doing. I don't remember exactly what happened, but they was pretty much, I feel like they were trying to pressure me. Oh, they were selling some drink.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's the name of it. Some coconut, something like that. It's some drink. I said, I don't want it. I think it has alcohol. I don't know. But I think they cook it. Something island, Coco, mm-hmm. I forgot, but it has to do with talking about, oh, anybody that comes on this island, you have to buy that drink, yada, 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 like it's a must drink, yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? Pretty much trying to pressure me. I said, bro, I'm not buying it.
And mind you, I don't hear any of this conversation. Yeah, I'm sitting at the restaurant. Between the guys.
I said, bro, I'm good.
I'm thinking they about to beat up my husband.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I'm good. No, brother, yada, yada. All right, so give me something, yada, yada. I said, bro, I'm good. Like, I'm not giving you anything. Like, in that moment, I'm getting annoyed with them. It's not even like, I was not even thinking about my own life or whatnot. In that moment, I'm just getting pissed off. Like, yo, can y'all leave me
y'all
alone?
Y'all ruining my whole day.
Y'all made me leave that other spot. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go to the resort area, which is not their area, by the way. I was sitting on the bench.
Right.
You know, again, I'm sitting on my nice bench, right? And then they come in and bothering me or whatever, like, oh, trying to get money out of me. Alhamdulillah, Allah put a lion in my heart at that moment, because no fear came to me at that moment.
Did they try to sell you weed too?
Yeah, I told them I don't smoke. I'm Muslim. You do not see my fit, bro. They try to sell me pretty much. They just try to get
talking
money
about
out.
You gotta get lit, like, yeah, bro, over here, what?
If you're on vacation, brother, you know, sometimes you just chill out. You got, and our weed is the best weed. Yeah, yeah.
You should have seen my face, guys. I was sitting there.
I
like,
do not
what?
Want this. I had to walk away because I was getting too irritated. At that point, like, you know, they surrounded me in a sense. And I'm like, bro, let me just move before something bad happens. I might get killed or something. I don't know anything. Right. You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, you know, in that moment, the restaurant, our food was ready. Thank God for that, right? Mm-hmm. So we go, we sit in the restaurant. I'm a little stressed out, you know.
Because we also need to pass them to go back on the boat.
We thought. Because remember, the restaurant has their own boat. Right, but I'm thinking in my head, now I'm going to have to pass these guys again, and then they're going to have to be trying to ask me again. And we don't know how fast the boat is going to get there. So now I'm stressed about that. But alhamdulillah, little did we know, the restaurants have their own boat.
Right, so we didn't even need to go back where we came from.
So alhamdulillah, like Allah did everything. Even that view
Yeah, it was
Right
so
next to the
nice.
water. We seen fishes. Yeah, yo, that place is that, and their pizza was busting too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Their food, pizza, everything is busting. I'm all they got chefs out there, I ain't
Yeah.
gonna lie.
But it was really nice.
Yeah.
In total, we stayed for about 5 days there. We ended up, being friendly with the people we Airbnb with. We would play basketball games with them,
Oh God.
go in the
Who
pool.
won that game? Did you win?
Yeah, I
You
won.
didn't
Yeah,
win.
we was playing all around the
All
world.
around the world. No, you didn't
I
win.
didn't win, but I got the furthest first,
Yes,
and
and
then
then everybody caught.
then I everybody caught it. But and I'm not gonna lie, I was doing good.
Nah,
It was the very
I ain't
end.
gonna lie, I was surprised. I didn't know she was good in basketball. When she was telling me, I know how to shoot. I'm like, yeah, you know how when y'all don't know brothers, you understand when the sisters say they good at ball, that's what we say,
But I grew up playing sports, like,
yeah.
so,
That's what I noticed. Oh, my wife is, oh, what? Oh, who knows? Our son might be a basketball player.
No, you're going to half it. He's going to be half of that Quran.
Inshallah, that, but
Inshallah.
also, you know, but
And
let
he's going to be a dean. He's going
then
to be a scholar,
we
student
can,
of knowledge,
there's
a
no,
imam.
there's, hey, sweetheart, hey, listen, sweetheart, there's nothing wrong with you, but
There's
anyways,
nothing wrong with basketball, but there's also a lot of harams that come with it,
yeah.
depending on where and like how you play.
Remember, that's where I learned how to swim.
Oh yeah, it was so nice. You don't know how to swim still,
Damn, why are you
please.
doing me like that, baby? I know how to swim. Stop.
You
I
know
know how
what
to
I
swim
hate?
more
What
than
my
you.
husband does? He makes me stand there and record videos of him swimming. So the whole time
Record
I'm standing out the pool, I'm not in the pool. He just having me there recording.
the old movie,
I'm
but
like, no, I don't want to record
you seen the
anymore.
process of the growth.
It was okay.
Remember, at first I put my head in the water, I stopped panicking, I run out, and then later on, alhamdulillah, months them started learning.
Yeah, we
I'm
should go on
not there,
another vacation soon.
huh?
We should go on another vacation soon.
Definitely that I might go back to St. Lucia.
Oh no, I'm never going there again.
Oh, we forgot one of the fa our favorite moments. I don't know if you remember the
Well,
boat. That boat.
that was your favorite boat. That was not my
That
favorite
was I
moment.
drove a boat. I know
Yeah.
how to drive a boat.
I think on the last day there, we went on like a little cruise too. And they
Excursion,
let
yeah.
him drive the boat and stuff like that.
Nah, they let me drive. I know how to drive it. So anybody who has a boat and they need to look
Brother.
for a driver, hey, y'all know my podcast. Just write it in the comments. Yo,
No, please. Please
we
actually
need you.
save yourself. Do not listen to this man.
But I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm kind of afraid of the ocean, but yeah. I definitely know how to drive a boat. Babe, don't do that. You know I know how
You
to.
don't
I
know how
drove
to,
it though.
that type of boat was just
Hey,
basically putting a lever
don't be.
down. You're
Hey,
not
shut up.
stirring a wheel,
Let
nothing.
people imagine how big the boat was. Don't be telling them
It
how the
was some
boat was.
little fishing
Babe,
boat.
why are you doing me like this? Don't do me like this, please. Let them think I know how to. Man, not. I know how to drive a boat, bro. So. Make sure y'all hit me up if you need me to drive your boat, because I'm really legit. I'm nice. But that was one of my favorite days. I forgot about that day until right now. Because
Yeah.
even that, we went to see some one of their cities.
We
That's like
walked
their most
around.
popular city or what, or the longest city that they have, something like that.
Yeah, it was really nice, but alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that trip. Anybody want to go to St. Lucia? I recommend it. The only thing is, there's not a lot of Muslims around.
Yeah, and
So
there's
they
no
did
Uber
look
there
at us a
either.
lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not weird, but like
Yeah,
surprised,
they're just curious.
especially you know how sweetheart is modestly dressed and whatnot. So, but it was definitely a vibe. I'm not gonna lie, you know the vibes. It definitely was that a
Yeah,
vibe.
alhamdulillah. This is the end of our podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. I hope we met the expectations that we set and was like, y'all don't want to miss this and stuff
Yeah,
like that.
cause we hyped this up too much. So I hope y'all really did enjoy. You know, And remember to put in your comments, honeymoon, honey nikah or halal moon?
Honeymoon.
Which one sounds
Or
better?
should it be a
Halal nikah?
or death moon?
No, don't say that. Allahu Akbar. We didn't die, sweetheart. We
Don't put
made it
that.
out alive
Yeah.
by the grace of Allah. No, I still can't remember. No, that is something we could tell Ba when he grows
Yeah,
up.
when he grows up, how our first vacation went.
You was not gonna meet your parents.
All right.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers, and thank you for tuning in to
BNB Edition.
Yes, sir.